sit on Buttermilk Hill. Who can blame me, cry my fill? And every tear would turn a mill. Johnny has gone for a soldier.
That is Carol Noonan. She's a folk singer based in Maine. Her previous work has been touted by tough critics like Dave Marsh. He called her a brilliant modern folk singer. Carol Noonan's new CD deals in the stories and emotions associated with wartime. It's entitled Somebody's Darling, Songs of War, Loss, and Remembrance. Here with a review is musician, critic, and writer David Was.
Carol Noonan wrote 5 original songs for this collection, and also does renditions of material by Tom Waits and Mark Knopfler, as well as stirring versions of traditionals such as Danny Boy.
Yeah, I'll be here, sunshine, orange. Oh, oh, Danny Boy, oh, Danny Boy, I love you so. Oh, Danny Boy, I love you so.
Her voice, a plaintive but strong instrument, has often been described as timeless, and indeed one can imagine these songs having been sung on the prairie somewhere 150 years ago.
Somebody's darling, somebody's bride, tell his mother where her boy died.
Such is the purity of her voice, an unaffected, quavering vibrato, imparting emotion without bathos and meaning without heavy-handedness.
Somebody's watching and waiting for him, yearning to hold him again to her breast.
Noonan's personal story is a rich one as well. She is a New England native who was trained for the opera at the New England Conservatory, then moved to Maine with her husband Jeff some 20 years ago after a summer gig as a singing chambermaid there. Jeff builds commercial fishing nets and is seen as fortunes ebb and flow due to pesky government regulators. So Noonan started her own label after making 3 records for Rounder, and now sells her CDs via the internet to a small but loyal following, and also moonlight sometimes as a not-to-be-messed-with bartender.
Somebody's darling is slumbering here. Somebody's darling, somebody's bride. Ooh, tell his mother where her.
I contacted Ms. Noonan 3 years ago in search of material for a television project I was doing for CBS. We never did get to use her songs, but Noonan and I remained pen pals, and I always looked forward to her quirky anecdotes of life amidst the pines of seacoast Maine. I urged her to keep writing, and maybe there was a book in her future. Voila! A year later or so, she'd compiled and self-published a collection of true-to-life stories called Dear Mr. Was, Letters from Maine. She has a swell eye for human folly, an ear for the local dialect, and the same forgiving heart she reveals in her songwriting.
He was fighting the war that would never bring him home again. He's a baby boy.
Carol Noonan's voice and style are not the stuff Top 40 hits are made of, and Vive la Différence. Someone somewhere is holding fast to time-worn values like good musicianship, songcraft, and the conveyance of delicate emotion. Her name is Carol Noonan.
She always believed in forever. She told him in every love letter she was fighting for that would never bring him home again.
Carol Noonan, Her album is Somebody's Darling. Our reviewer is David Watts.